questions. So just to get started, how's life going for you?
Life is good. I'm in LA, and it's a lot sunnier than Seattle, which is where I was born and raised. So I'm feeling pretty good. How are you?
Same. I'm doing pretty good. So let me ask you this. Growing up, who were some of your musical inspirations? I heard you just say you grew up in Seattle. So how was that?
Yeah, my biggest inspirations were Beyonce and Rihanna, to be very honest. I definitely was highly influenced by Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey and Michael Jackson, of course. But yeah, as a young girl, I just grew up looking up to Beyonce and Rihanna heavily, just for the versatility and the drive and talent. I was really excited by both of their careers. Yeah.
Nice. And let me ask you this. How was it touring with Coco Jones on the What I Didn't Tell You tour? I see that you just got off tour with her.
I did. I loved going. I had the best time. The whole tour bus experience was everything for me. It was so cool and such a change from my life, because I've been really just recording for the past few years of my life. So it was good to get on stage, connect with new people, perform unreleased music, you know, and just vibe.
Which city was your favorite to perform in?
Oh, man. I think New York. I love the energy, the great crowd, and obviously the city's gorgeous. So, yeah, it was good energy in New York.
That's nice. Let me ask you this. So you have an album that's slated to release this spring. Could you tell us a bit about what fans should expect from the new album that you will be releasing?
Yeah, so it's actually an EP. I was just listening to this, and I feel so good about them. They are different vibes. I really tried showing, like, versatility and just making sure there was something on there for everyone. And I had so much fun making the songs. I collaborated with a lot of talented writers and producers. Yeah, so we're finishing up right now. I think the vibes are really nice.
Dope. And let me get into this. So I noticed that it was saying that you've done covers, and you were reposted by Jasmine Sullivan, and she's amazing. Like, I love her music. How was it to be able to get, like, her to repost the In Love with Another Man cover that she did on your page or YouTube channel?
That was honestly a surreal experience for me. Jasmine Sullivan is honestly such a vocal beast. There's no way to describe the talent that she has, you know. So I was mind blown. I have a video of me. I'm literally crying. So that was so cool to know that, you know, she heard my voice and liked it enough to repost it. That was so dope.
Yeah, that's dope. Dream collaboration. If you could work with any artist that you haven't got a chance to work with, which artist would that be?
Oh, my God. We're talking big dreams. So I would say Beyonce or Rihanna. Those are my girls. Like, that would be insanity for me. So those two for sure.
So you worked with Jazzy, Mario Wainings, London on a Track, and a few others. Could you tell me who was some of your favorite people to work with, like producer or writer? It doesn't matter who it is, but who was your favorite to work with?
That is so tough. I have a great time getting to know so many people, and we've had such great sessions. I would say, though, like, there have been a few producers and writers that I keep, like, coming back to because they're such good vibes. There's a producer named Finnessy that I love. There's a writer named Confetti, my guy Wix. I do a lot of music with Wix. But all of those people have been so, so great to me, and I just feel lucky to work with, you know, somebody like Mario. Like, that's insane. So, yeah, I've been really lucky.
You said producers. Are there any producers that you really, really want to work with? Like, as far as, I know I asked you dream collaboration for artists, but, like, what would be your dream collaboration for a producer? Like, a producer you haven't ever worked with.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's so funny because I'm pretty horrible with names, but I will say, oh, man, this is tough. Oh, can I pass on this one?
All right. Well, maybe come back to it.
Yeah, I got to think on that.
So, are you able to tell us if there are going to be any type of features on the new project that you're releasing, or are you just keeping it under wraps until it's time to release the EP?
I definitely would want to keep it under wraps. I know we've been, like, just in the last few days, we've been talking about, like, what song could have a feature on it or just what would be right. So we're still working on it. It's not quite finished yet, but, yeah, I've got some ideas, and I definitely hope we can make it all happen.
Awesome. What are some things, words of advice you could give someone, like, as far as a person that wants to be, like, an artist? What is something that you could give them as a word of advice?
I would say, I think it's good to be very tapped into your artistry, know what you have to offer, and also, like, it's important to take into consideration a lot of, like, experienced people's opinions, but also to know ultimately, like, you can only be yourself. You can't emulate other people and expect that to, you know, work out and fulfill you. So I would just say stay true to what you do and know your vision and just go for it so you don't have any regrets.
Yeah, I like that. And also, let me get into this, because you released your first album, The End, independently. How was that, like, releasing an album as an independent artist?
So, actually, that one is also an EP. It was a short kind of group of songs, but I had been working on those songs for years prior to that, and I had a lot of struggles getting that music out, because I was in a totally different situation. And it was so freeing just to put something out. I've been doing music for probably, like, 15-ish years now. And, yeah, to finally get some music out from you was just really special. And, yeah, it meant a lot to me.
But as independently as being an independent artist at that time,
yeah.
What were the, like, were there any struggles behind, like, trying to get that music out? Because I know you just said getting the music out. But I know with a lot of artists, like, right now are independent.
Yeah.
They're doing a lot of things independently. Like, what are some things that, like, you probably dealt with being an independent artist at that time and releasing that EP?
Yeah, I think as an independent artist, you end up having to wear a lot of hats. And so for me, like, we planned visuals, and I was editing visuals with the other director, and who's actually a very close friend of mine. And funding is always an issue when you're independent, you know, so you really have to do your best to make things the best quality you can with sometimes very little resources. So, yeah, I was in the editing booth. I cut all my own vocals pretty much. I'm pretty sure 80% of it was me in my home studio. I pitched in on some of the production. I was working with friends on photography, and I was editing the photos myself. It was, it was a lot, but so much fun. I love getting my hands on everything, and also it is stressful. And but I do think as an independent artist, those are the things that you have to find some level of appreciation for, because not everybody gets to create the vision that they want.
Right.
So, yeah, I try to be thankful, even though it's a struggle, and hopefully it all pays off and becomes a little easier in the future.
Yeah, and let me get into this. Outside of yourself, like, which artists do you listen to a lot? Or if there is an artist, like, if there are any artists that you listen to or frequently listen to music of?
Yeah. So I like to kind of have a range of artists that I listen to. Honestly, Coldplay has been, like, that's been, like, a huge inspiration for me as far as chords and just how music can make you feel. So I would say that I've had their music on repeat. I've had Miguel on repeat, Lana Del Rey. Like, I don't know. I'm more of a song person. I
save a bunch of random songs and I'll play them all over and over again without even knowing sometimes who the artist is. Coldplay is there it for me.
So this is going to end our interview, unless you want to get back to the last question that you wasn't able to answer with the Dream Producer collab.
No, I think I'm going to.
Sorry,
go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. So I wanted to get into this. Your last words to end this interview. What are some what are the last words you want to end this interview with us?
I guess I'm just excited to get this music out. I really hope that whoever listens to it enjoys and connects and sees that I really am pouring my heart into what I do. I'm just thankful to have this interview. Thank you for making the time.
Yeah, thank you so much, Heaven.